I didn't intend to go to university. I was set, it had always been suggested to me because I was very much into keeping records and figures and mathematical things, that I should be an accountant. Don't think I ever considered anything else. And at the last minute, I decided to go to university to do accountancy, which in the 1950s was almost unheard of. All accountants went straight into their jobs, into articles. And I, in fact, signed articles before I went to university and did 6 years articles, three of which I was working in the office.
Can you explain what you mean to listeners, what you mean by articles?
My articles, yes. It was a legal document that my father had to sign and I had to sign with the principal of the firm, saying that I would work for 6 years in my case for them. I still have the document upstairs. It has a red seal on it, making it legally enforceable. I actually signed for the princely sum of receiving £10 a month through the whole of my articles. They were a little more generous than that. I was earning a little bit more by the end of the time, but not a lot. The other change, apart from the fact that the counselling profession didn't like university entrants, they liked them straight from school. And I remember a very severe sort of gentleman who I thought was elderly, but was probably only in his 40s, saying, "You'll find it terribly difficult if you go to university. You'll never get through the exams." And I was very pleased at the end to get through my exams first time. So I qualified as a chartered accountant in 1962. I then went and, because it had been my aim to work for the family firm, my father had said there was no way he would countenance it unless I had some qualification, for which I'm eternally thankful to him, because the firm, my father died 2 years after I was qualified, 2 years after I was married. Fairly typically family businesses, there were outside shareholders who caused trouble, and it was sold 2 years later. And although I stayed on, I was it clearly had no future. There was no future in the job. And I went back into the profession and then spent the next 35 years working in a professional office of chartered accountants. And for the last, all but the first two of that, I was specialising in taxation. Taxation of individuals and then later on taxation of companies, taxation of international groups on stage. So that's my sort of professional and home background.